It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Welcome to Loving the Strange.
I guess we are.
And we're live with our cat and Shawnee.
What's up, baby?
I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah. And this week, Shawnee has to be loud because he's muted. But this week is what? What are we talking about now that we're back?
Oh, you know what? I didn't actually read the title. But since it was my idea, I know it's got something to do with the strangest, weirdest things you've ever heard of. Restroom.
Yeah, I couldn't find a lot on that.
No?
No.
You didn't look very hard.
I did.
I found quite a bit, but a lot of it needs a lot of censoring or it's not safe for our podcast.
Well, that's not good.
An SOP.
We have to move off of Facebook with this because...
Why?
I feel like we could get away with a lot more.
Oh, but you probably won't let me. Say it anyways.
And can you tell us who this podcast is dedicated to?
Oh, yeah. Our good friend Steve.
Yes.
Who is apparently a regular pooper. And
well, good for him. Like, Nana would be very happy.
No, I mean, like, dude can't go anywhere without having to stop and use a public restroom somewhere. And he's always sitting. He's always texting me updates. Like, I'm in the Augusta Target taking a dump. Pretty nice restrooms. Clean. Blah, blah, blah. Stuff like that.
Weren't you guys going to make a bathroom book or something?
I tried to get him to make like a guide to the restrooms of Maine. Now that he travels so much, he could do like a tri-state area, actually.
He could do a tri-state area.
He could do like... Maine, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. That's where he goes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your close friend, but you don't remember where he goes.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, you do know where he goes because he goes in the toilet.
Hopefully.
I'm like the
he
only
can't go anywhere else because he's one of those bathroom strippers, I think.
I think that might be too much information without him divulging it.
He doesn't care.
I think he might care.
Hey, I didn't say his last name.
So hey Dee and hey Susie's glad we're back.
Me too, honestly. But we had to take a mental health break.
Was that what it was?
Quality of life break. That's what it was.
I don't know about
that. We were having too much fun a couple Fridays in a row, so not that we don't have fun here. But we had some stuff to do.
We did. We had busy Fridays. Emmy came home and like life was just busy.
Yeah.
It was busy, but that's okay. Funny. Because speaking of busy, do you have any stories?
Oh, you're going to throw me under the bus right off, huh?
Yeah, it was your idea, boo.
So? Well, hey, I got one that's pretty good.
Okay.
Like it's, you know, kind of stereotypical, but it's got a good twist.
Okay.
So this is from a site called cheeseburger.com. And it says, I walked into the bathroom at a hospital food court. Was in dire need to relieve myself. As I walked in, I heard some thumping from one of the stalls, like someone was gently pounding on the stall walls. Then I saw two pairs of shoes, one in front of the other, under the closed stall door. Due to my need to empty my bladder, I decided to ignore what I saw and took care of my business.
Priorities.
Yeah. As I was walking out, the stall door opened and one of the food court employees came out, alone. He had been changing into his uniform on his way to work. Including his shoes. And I had thought it was two guys having sex in the stall.
Oh, no.
He must have thought I was crazy as I walked out of the bathroom laughing hysterically at myself.
That's a good one. Hi, Doug. Doug Marshall's here. And John Bell is here. John is...
He said, yo, 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 you're tired, buddy, in the house. We're tired, too, man.
Yeah, but not...
As a matter of fact, I just won't carry up like... 10 minutes ago, she was sleeping on the couch.
I got up really early. I've had a lot of stress.
Way too early.
But it's not a good enough reason because John Bell has been working like 16-hour days, 6 hour, six, 16. Yes, thank you. And out in California, maybe somewhere out west, doing line stuff.
He's not in Florida?
No.
Oh.
He's on the West Coast.
You didn't tell me that.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so he's super tired, but getting very, very, very wealthy. So Dee says yay for early mornings because Dee had to wake up early too.
Early mornings suck.
She went and worked out this morning.
Oh well. Yeah. Yay! Good job, Dee.
Sean will never do that. So, anyways, I have a bath. Anyone, if you have a weird bathroom story, feel free to put it into the. Oh, it's the west coast of Florida. I thought it was the west coast of the country.
He'd still be working if he was in California.
Sorry, it's west coast of Florida, Naples, ground zero of Hurricane Ian.
Huh. Still cleaning that crap up, huh?
Yeah.
Poor, good Lord.
That's sad. And he says thank you with a smiley face. Not about Hurricane Ian.
And no, John, about getting up early to work out.
Yeah.
That takes some self-control and discipline there.
It does, man.
I can't do it.
No, he can't. All right, I have a story. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for
this. This is from BuzzFeed.
Oh, I thought it was a personal story.
No, I don't honestly think I have any. Not yet. It's from BuzzFeed, and it's by a person named Cassandra Ruscher.
Yeah.
And she said, I was in a stall minding my own business when suddenly I felt a little hand start petting my foot. I have a tattoo of a dragonfly on it, and apparently in the stall, the toddler in the stall with his mom felt the need to touch it. I heard his little voice say, oh, so pretty. And the mom just started laughing. And then all of a sudden, the toddler's face was in my stall while he was lying on the disgusting bathroom floor.
God.
And he started talking to me. I had no idea what to do. I mean, what do you do when a random kid watching you go to the bathroom? I have had that happen, but I don't remember any of the dialogue.
I got a personal bathroom story. It's not a public restroom, though. it was at a house.
Okay. Do you want to share this?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
It's mundane, trust me. I just always found it hilarious because it involved me. Because I had Chinese food one night, like, you know, some fried rice.
Yeah.
And I might have drank a little too much.
Yeah.
And I vomited in this person's restroom, bathroom.
Yeah.
And so, like, I couldn't help myself, you know? I was just that drunk.
Oh, no.
And in my drunken state, I realized that there was rice all over the floor.
You threw up rice?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I told you I had fried rice, Chinese food. Ooh. And so I was in there forever because I was like, man, their dad's going to be pissed. And I got that bathroom spotless.
Yeah.
And then first thing in the morning, I hear, who the hell threw up rice all over my bathroom floor?
No.
So apparently it wasn't spotless.
No. Wait, yeah. No, maybe somebody else threw up the rice.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think I was the only one that had Chinese food.
I've told this story before. Should I tell it now?
I don't know what story you're referring to.
Well, it's similar to your story.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Did you vomit in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen you always make the toilet here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I was in college and I was very, very, very stupid. And there was a boy, Jason Hanley, and he was like, a girl can never outdrink a guy. And I feel like this was a trap now that I think about it. I'm like, a girl can do anything a guy can do. And he's like, they can't outdrink a guy. I'm like, no, they can't. Poor Jason. Sorry, Jason. I was like, yes, they can. And he was like, no, they can't, Carrie. And I'm like, yes, I can. Even though I barely ever drank because that's how dumb I was. And so my mom got us a bottle of vodka because we were underage.
Your mother got you a bottle of vodka. Did you tell her it was for a drinking contest?
Yeah, I think I did. I don't remember. I told her something.
She was trying to teach you a lesson.
Probably. Anyway, so I So Jason, Hanley, and I went shot for shot on this bottle of vodka. And I was like, no idea what I was doing. And then I was like, we did it. And we tied. And I fell over a snowbank on the way to a party at my college. And I ripped my tights, like, and I was bleeding. But I was like, ha, 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 that's so funny. Because I guess the vodka hadn't hit me yet. And then I got to the party and the vodka hit me. And I threw up all over the toilet in the bathroom at the party. And I was like, I threw up. I'm trying to clean it up. I can't clean it up because everything is swimming. And everyone's like, Carrie, just go home. Just go home, Carrie. We'll take care of it. And they didn't take care of it. And so I heard from everybody that the next day how the resident advisor, who no one really liked, in the, like 4 a.m. in the morning, their whole dorm heard.
Did they sit on the toilet?
They heard, ah! Like this, like massive. And he just kept saying the F-bomb over and over and over again.
Was it a boys' bathroom?
It was co-ed. It was Bates. Okay. Like, Bates is totally, like, don't care. And like, he was so mad. And he was like, I'm going to kill whoever did that. I'm just going to kill whoever did that. And no one told that it was me.
Well, that's good.
He became a political speechwriter for Bill Clinton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But
now all I can ever think of him is the guy who sat in my vomit. Yeah, so there. I'm a children's book writer now.
Submitted stories, but
thank God.
I have a real quick one that I think is funny.
Oh, all right, hold on, dude.
It's really short. It's only one sentence.
Okay.
It says, "Someone thanking Jesus out loud after every splash."
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they heard in the bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, that's a better story. All right.
No, it's not. This is shorter.
Dee said, when I first started working, I remember hearing this little girl in the bathroom singing to herself. It was a random song, but she started with, "That's what it's all about," at the top of her lungs. And then she started talking to herself before the teacher came in and told her to stop.
That's funny. And I also have one just like that.
You do?
Right, not me personally, but right in front of me on my thing here from cheeseburger.com.
Cheeseburger.com.
It says, at an empty movie theater bathroom, when all of a sudden I hear a little girl singing Silent Night.
That might have been me. do you want to read Susie's or shall I? No, I'll do it because I think it has a couple. All right, so ready?
Yeah.
When we first lived in Japan, we lived in a typical Japanese house, sliding paper doors and all.
That's awesome.
I know. The bathroom is actually three rooms, the toilet room, sink room, and tub room. Our daughter was a toddler at the time. I heard her splashing in water and giggling. I found her sitting on the side of the sunken toilet, splashing her feet in the water. She told me she was washing her feet.
Well, she was.
That's so... Oh, her poor little feeties. And then Susie also said, my sister used to wash her baby dolls in the bidet we had in our house in the French Quarter of Morocco. That's cool, but also terrible.
Living in Morocco is cool.
Yeah, but the baby doll wash. Well, I mean, I don't know. It depends. It depends on how the bidet was set up.
If that's anything like our bidet, that could have been quite messy as far as the...
Rest now everybody knows we have a bidet.
The rest of the bathroom floor.
It's Chris Ross's fault we have a bidet. But yes, we do have a bidet.
No biggie.
When I was a little kid, I tried to flush my Barbies down the toilet. I pretended it was a whirlpool like that was sucking them down into the depths of hell.
But it didn't go down.
No. I was really disappointed.
You're lucky.
No, I was so sad.
No, you're lucky they didn't go down. They wouldn't have gone very far. And you'd have to pull the toilet up.
My mom was so sweet. My mom was like, what were you doing, Carrie? What were you thinking? And I was like, so I told her. And she was like, you really have quite an imagination, honey. And I was like, can we go make volcanoes with baking soda and I'll put them in there? I hated my Barbies.
Why'd you hate Barbies?
I thought she was boring.
Too girly for you?
A little too girly for me. I like playing with dump trucks and stuff. in the sandbox, and I like stuffed animals, but I was not, I think I was intimidated by Barbie's boobies.
Oh, and her non-realistic body shape.
Yeah, and I also had hand-me-down ones because we weren't...
Hand-me-down Barbies?
Yeah, by the time I came around, like, my family wasn't wealthy enough, really, to have Barbies. And my Aunt Patty would make the clothes. But I lived in this really... Which was awesome of my Aunt Patty, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I lived in this really wealthy community, comparatively, to me. And so everybody else had these, like, picture-perfect Barbies.
With their
sequin. Yeah, yeah. And they had, like, all the Barbie accessories. And I had, like, 1960s, late 1950s Barbie, half her head's fallen off.
Did you have, like, a Ken doll, too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And Barbie looked like she had mange, honestly.
You didn't have, like, a G.I. Joe instead? Because Ken's not your style, dude.
I know he's not my style, dude. But, no, I had Barbies. I tried to flush them down the toilet. I would yell, go, Barbie, go.
I have another short one from this site. Okay. It said I was pooping. Let out a really violent fart, and someone outside said, "Bet that burned," and he sounded just like Larry the Cable Guy.
Can you do that impersonation?
No.
Oh man.
I can't remember how he sounds. I haven't seen him in forever.
Oh man. All right, let me see. I have one. I think. Ready?
Oh sure.
Okay, never mind.
it's hard, isn't it?
No, this one, it just didn't have any words in it. So it was a story that wasn't really about what you heard in the thing. It was about what happened in the toilet.
Oh, there's a lot of those.
Yeah. All right, so ready?
Yeah.
All right, so it was the 4th of July on Coney Island, and the only restroom available was in the subway station. While waiting in line for a urinal, a man entered, bypassed the line, and started rattling on the door of an occupied stall. "Open up! It's an emergency!" he cried, but the person in the stall ignored him. So first off, you can imagine you're in the stall. Somebody's like shaking it and saying it's an emergency, but you're doing your own business in the stall, right?
Yeah.
And it's Coney Island. So after a few more moments of like door rattling, the guy loudly proclaims, "Sorry, everyone." And then he backs into a corner, lowers his pants, and explodes all over the tiled wall.
Nice.
And floor.
That's disgusting.
The person said they estimated the circumference of the poop explosion, that's not the word they used, what to be somewhere between a saucer sled and a hula hoop. and then everyone evacuated.
You know what I miss? When I was a kid, you used to be able to go into a public restroom.
Yeah.
And read the best graffiti. Like people would write jokes on the wall and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was so funny. Now it's just stupid.
Did you spend a lot of time reading the graffiti in the
public? When I was in a public restroom stall, I would. Yeah, just like being on your phone nowadays.
Maybe that's why the graffiti's not so good anymore.
That's right. Everybody's on their phone. They don't bring a Sharpie into the restroom anymore.
Oh no.
This world's gone to shit.
Shawnee! We were trying not to say that word. Okay, so D
says. We're talking about bathrooms anyway.
We're still trying not to say it. D says he sounds like Mater from Cars.
Mater,
sorry. Mater.
Like tomato.
Oh, I get it now. All right, I don't really. But I'm going to pretend I do for D.
Yeah, I got one that's from a girl.
D said, "Bring back the Sharpie."
Hell yeah, especially at school.
What?
I said, especially at school.
No, poor D, losing her job because of our podcast.
So I was in a public bathroom and needed to change my tampon.
Oh no, this is probably not good.
It's not gross.
Okay.
And of course, the packaging is loud as F.
Yes.
There was a mom and daughter in the stall next to me, and the little girl very loudly said, "Mom, she has some snacks in there. Can you ask her if I can have some?"
That's awesome. That's so little kid cute. I have another one. My last one was from BuzzFeed. I think I forgot to say that. And this one is from BuzzFeed too, right?
Yeah.
So we were out to eat and the original poster is Lucy Gaudiano. And it goes, we were out to eat when my little sister had to use the restroom. My parents then asked me, a 10-year-old, to take her to the restroom. I went with her and waited outside the stall while she did her business. She started pooing really loudly, and I was terribly embarrassed because women were coming in and out of the restroom. After my sister was done, she started yelling, wipe my butt! At 10 years old, I was not about to start wiping butts. So I said she had to wait until my mom came in to check on us. We waited for what seemed like an hour while my sister continued to yell, wipe my butt. And Lucy said it was a genuinely scarring experience.
So what, she never had kids?
Probably not. I wouldn't have kids after that, probably. Can you imagine you're 10 years old, you're in the bathroom, and it's public place. Your parents already made you do, like, you bring your sister, not us, right?
Yeah.
And then your sister just keeps yelling, wipe my butt. And you know everybody in the bathroom can hear your sister yelling over and over again, wipe my butt. That's just like living with Sean.
What?
No, kidding.
No, I don't ask you to wipe my butt.
No, you yell
That's
it.
That's what we haven't been
wipe
ready for.
My butt. Thank God for Chris Ross. Because he once had a post about a bidet. All right. Do you have a story?
Is that why?
Yeah.
I got a couple, but.
All right. Let's hear it.
Here's one. I work at a financial company with over 2,000 people in one office. There are around 10 different bathrooms in the building, all with multiple stalls/urinals.
You're rocking like you can't handle this experience.
Oh,
like you're living through it.
Oh, no.
Are you okay? Is it that bad a story?
Stop.
Okay.
You're not my therapist right now.
I feel like
I was on my break and ran to the bathroom to relieve myself. I saw someone in one of the stalls with his feet and doors were closed. Because he saw the feet and the door was closed.
Oh, all right.
As I walk up to the urinal, I hear the guy sneeze. I say, bless you, like people do for some reason.
Yeah.
Guy in the stall hits me back with, that wasn't a sneeze. Writer says, I just left and went to a different bathroom.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what could sound like a sneeze.
A chew. Maybe it was him pooping.
Maybe.
Maybe he had split pea soup.
Did you have bad poops this morning, baby?
No, I actually didn't. But
split pea soup last night.
It does seem like CD thinks it was an F-A-R-T too.
Oh, yeah, it could have. That was a really great one. What?
You're so cute when you laugh. Okay. We've lost a viewer, apparently.
What?
This was just too much for everyone. Okay, are you ready?
We lose.
87. We've lost 87 viewers since we started this podcast. All right, ready?
We've never had 87 viewers. Cumulative.
Not on this podcast live, but no, we have on others. Okay, ready?
Wait, you gotta read that story first.
Oh, wait.
It's hilarious.
I had moved off. Why don't you read it, baby?
When my son was 4, we were at the mall. He had to use the bathroom. He'd never seen a urinal before, so he dropped his pants, sat down in the boy's urinal, and pooped. I was nonplussed.
Oh, no.
You want to silence your phone?
I did silence my phone. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I wonder, can you get that out of the urinal once it's in there?
By hand. Because you can't put anything in the urinal besides urine.
Ooh.
It won't go down.
Oh, Susie has another poop story. Ready?
Thanks. Okay.
We went out to dinner with my in-laws at a very upscale restaurant when my oldest, at age 5, wanted to go potty alone. A few minutes later, this little face peeks out the door and yells, "Mom, come wipe my butt." My mother-in-law was mortified. My father-in-law laughed hysterically.
That's awesome.
I like that Doug and Susie's stories are both like kid-oriented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Just how it would have been if you and I were the in-laws too. You would have been like, ah.
No, I wouldn't. I would laugh at that. No, I'd have laughed hard at that one. Sorry.
You had a story you were going to read.
Yeah, I decided it wasn't, I couldn't read it.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
I just couldn't.
I got one. I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay.
But it's kind of interesting.
Okay.
He says, "I was driving between Houston and Austin and stopped at a gas station to go pee. I do my business and start washing my hands when I look up and saw a man covered head to toe in burn marks staring at me from a stall. I didn't hear or see anyone when I went inside, so I literally jumped in fear and ran out of there. I still feel bad about it, but I like to tell myself it was a ghost so I don't feel like such an asshole."
Whoa. Well, Doug Marshall, I don't think, believes in ghosts, but I would like to imagine it's a ghost, too.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't want to let anybody publicly scare you because for that reason.
No.
And then it's just that's why it's kind of, you know, you got to feel bad for that person. So.
That's so sad.
But anyways.
All right, this one isn't really about something you heard.
What?
All right.
No, go ahead.
Okay. A girl. All right. BuzzFeed. A girl. Okay. Starting over. One time, I thought I had locked the stall door, but this is not my story, even though it's in the first person. One time, I thought I had locked the stall door, but somehow it didn't latch. And a girl then opened the door and immediately apologized, but she didn't leave. She just stood there talking to me with the door open, and I told her and she told me about how she'd done this before, like walked in on somebody.
Yeah,
like, so she walks in on you.
Yeah, doesn't say, "Oh, I'm sorry, holy crap,"
and leave. She's like, "Oh my gosh, I've done this before, oh my gosh," all while I was in the middle of peeing, which was the most awkward experience ever. Can you imagine that?
Some of these stories are giving me, I'm rarely in never in a public stall, but if I ever am, I'm going to use some of these lines just for this hell of it.
Do you have a good story?
Because everybody like runs out, but I would just laugh my ass off.
Well, it's a good place to do that.
Like this guy says, "I was in a stall at work browsing Reddit after using the toilet and just killing time until my break was over. What I can only tell was a somewhat older man shuffled his way over to the stall next to mine. He then let out a thunderous fart and sits on the toilet and moans out, 'Oh dear God, it's the end of days.'" See, this guy got himself together and left the restroom immediately. I would have been laughing too hard to boogie woogie out there so fast.
Oh dear God. Dee said, Dee has another story, and it's when I was a kid, we were on our way home from a nearby town when I had to pee. There was no restroom, and my dad pulled over so I could pee in a cup. Apparently, I looked at the cup, looked back at my mom, and said, "I can hold it."
Oh, I've got a very similar story that I told you before.
Oh yeah. Are you sharing it?
Sure. I was just a little kid. I don't even remember how old I was, but I was waiting in the car with my grandmother while my mom was in the store, and she was taking forever because the women in my family are notoriously long shoppers.
I can hear the anger in your voice.
And I had to pee really bad.
Yeah.
And my grandmother wouldn't take me in the store to go pee. She made me pee in a bottle right in the car.
Was that like super humiliating?
Probably. That's probably why I remember it.
Oh man.
I don't know.
Even your voice changed when you were telling the story.
Well, it just doesn't sit right.
Hopefully it sat right in the bottle. So here we go. Susie says, another kid's story. One of my grandkids got upset because I flushed the toilet before they could say goodbye to their deposit. Just the word deposit is so perfect there. It's so perfect. All right, we've got one from Doug. Do you want to read it?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, no. On an airplane, I opened the bathroom door. The lady inside had failed to latch it. I saw everything.
Oh, man.
Maybe she failed to latch it on purpose, Doug.
Oh, man. All right, I have one from BuzzFeed. You ready?
Sure.
All right. I was in a Walmart bathroom because it's Walmart. Our friend Steve gives us a lot of ratings about Walmart bathrooms, I think. He used to, but then I think he stopped going in those.
He's a Target guy.
Yeah. All right. So I was in a Walmart bathroom, and there was an elderly man in the stall next to me. He started singing an old ragtime tune and tap dancing right in the middle of doing his business. When he finally came out, he was wearing a white button-up with suspenders, a bow tie, and a bowler hat. As he washed his hands and continued whistling the tune, he turned and saw me and jumped in the air, startled, and then got mad at me for interrupting his me time. And he even swore at me when I saw him outside the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
According to this... To a story. Like it's his home bathroom.
Well, apparently he did not like Aiden Becker, who related the story on Facebook and then ended up on BuzzFeed. And then here.
I got one. It doesn't even have to do with poop or anything.
Really?
Yeah. What? Yeah. It has to do with a Target.
Oh.
It says, I went into a Target to take a pee. After relieving myself, I turned to wash my hands. In the sink, there was a goldfish in a plastic bag. Target doesn't sell fish. So I was kind of like, this is odd. I could tell there was a person in one of the stalls. Concerned that this goldfish had been abandoned, I nervously asked the dude in the stall if this was his fish in the sink.
Yeah.
A deep-ass voice boomed back at me, what? I repeated my question, is this your fish in the sink? There was a long pause, as if the Target pooper was trying to understand my question. He finally replied, nah, man, that ain't my fish. So I took it home. Had to buy a whole setup, tank and filter and everything. And that's the story of how I rescued the goldfish from the Target bathroom.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah.
But can you imagine it from the guy in the stall's point of view?
He's like, what are you talking about?
Like, hey man, is that your fish? So random. People are so random and amazing.
The world's random and amazing.
All right, here's another one from Susie. Susie has a lot of toilet things, thank goodness. All right, ready?
Yes.
The first time my very young son used the outhouse at my grandparents' farm, he asked where the flush handle was. When I told him there wasn't one, he said, that's gross.
Look down in the hole, that's even grosser.
Don't look down in the hole. Do not look down in those holes. The place where I grew up. We had like an outhouse, but it wasn't working. Like they had stopped it by the time
filled
I filled
it in. Maybe.
I wasn't allowed in there. I think my mom thought I was gonna fall down to my depths.
Sure, that's just not where your dad kept his naughty magazines.
I don't think my daddy had naughty magazines.
Yeah, probably not.
No,
I'm sure.
Not my little habitat. He was quite the mover and shaker. He didn't need any. But it was so scary to me because my mom was so like terrified of me going in there and exploring. Like it was right next to our garage.
In the outhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Was she bringing a fall in or something?
I really think she thought I was going to fall in, but it made me afraid of outhouses. Like I associate outhouses with death. Like you're going to die if you go in an outhouse kind of
deal. Well, that's not true.
I know, but my little kid brain was like, so like, can't do that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we've got one from D. Thank goodness for D and Susie and Doug. John Bell, if you're still here, we need a poop story. Probably, poor guy. So D said, in high school, someone tried to pee in a Gatorade bottle but failed, so the bus ride home smelled like pee.
They did it on the bus?
Oh, holy no. You didn't fail, did you, Sean?
What?
You didn't fail.
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
Now. I didn't fail.
Sean doesn't fail.
What? I was afraid I was going to fail. I think.
Do you have a story? Because I have one if you don't.
No, go ahead. Because I've switched sites.
All right. So this, again, is from BuzzFeed, who has saved the podcast along with Dee and Doug and Susie. It's Why Don't You Sit is the name of it, right? They have a header, and that's the header.
Right.
I went into a bathroom, and this is by Claudia Hawkins. So Claudia's voice telling this. I went into a bathroom and was squatting to do my business when I heard a woman in front of my stall door scream, "Why don't you sit?" I looked up, and there was a girl staring at me through the crack in the door. By the time I was finally done and getting ready to wipe myself, I was losing my temper. I felt embarrassed because I needed to wipe, but I didn't want to do it with her watching. And suddenly she started trying to open the door saying, "Let me in, you need to sit." Imagine that, right?
Yeah.
Finally, I had enough and I yelled back, "It's not your business, go away." And then the girl's mother got mad about me yelling at her daughter and pulled the girl away. And I finally finished up and washed my hands as the mother glared at me and the daughter kept mumbling, "She doesn't sit. She doesn't sit. She doesn't sit." I have a lot of feelings about squatting over the toilet.
Yeah.
So, like, part of me is like, oh, I totally get it. Who wants to touch the toilet, even with those, like, toilet wrappery things, right? Because also, you're like, toilet wrappery things, what a waste. How bad for the environment are these toilet seat cover things, right? But at the same time, it's a public toilet seat. It's kind of gross if you think about it, right?
Oh, man, you got to use the covers if they got them. Otherwise, you use toilet paper. You line that with toilet paper.
But then,
my mama taught me that.
That's what my mama taught me too. but you have to like sit down flat or else your bum bum shifts the toilet paper, right? Like, and then you're not protected by the toilet paper anymore. Like when you sit on that toilet,
you're
you can't
sit and wiggle.
I always slide on the toilet, I think. Is that too much information?
Is that why you always have your legs spread and your feet way out in front of you? Like,
that's not me, and that is just gross.
To the ground.
No, I think it's because I don't have any depth perception, so I'm never sure where the toilet seat is.
Oh, that might make sense.
Anyways, I would like to delete all of that out of the podcast, but yeah, there we go. But my other theory about the squatting thing is like people who squat have a tendency to miss
the toilet. Really?
Yeah, in the women's bathroom. I think that's what's happening.
Pee or poop?
Pee.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm assuming it's because they're squatting. And I just think that's kind of nasty for everybody else. So part of me is like, protect yourself, care about the community. Protect yourself, care about the community. Because I don't think the squatters tend to what? Not everyone, obviously. I don't want to offend the squatters. But like, I don't think they tend to, a lot of them seem to not wipe up the toilet that well.
No, people don't clean up. What do you think's worse, a man's restroom or a woman's? Because
I don't know, because I've never been in a man's.
I know, and I can say the same for women's, I think. But I think I've heard some horror stories about women's restrooms.
Oh, they're bad.
I've seen some horror stories in the men's room.
When you were a cop, you never had to go in a woman's restroom?
I don't think so.
Really?
Like, home bathroom, yeah, but not public.
Oh, that's interesting. I would have assumed
some dudes like don't even try to hit the toilet.
Oh no!
And I've walked in the stalls and seen poop like on the walls and stuff. Like they didn't get their ass on the seat before.
Like that, like our explosion story earlier.
Yeah.
The poopopolis. Poopopolis.
I don't know what these people are eating, man.
Split pea soup.
Coming out hard.
Joseph said he gotta love the toilet paper shield.
Hell yeah.
Because And Decent Man. Man is the worst. Man is worst. Dee might know because Dee might have gone in the school. Yeah. Right. Dee said also, oh, wait, did I miss Susie?
No.
Okay.
But you missed these. And we follow up for the Gatorade bottle.
All right. So Dee said in high school, someone tried to, yeah, we got that.
No, the next one down.
I think we missed Doug.
Yeah, you missed Doug.
It was Doug. Doug, we're sorry.
Andy.
Doug said, when I was in college, one of the bathroom stalls had the following graffiti carved into the wall above the toilet paper dispenser. UVM. Oh, man.
Worthless diplomas, huh?
Yeah. Oh, and Dee's follow-up on the Gatorade story, right, in which the P missed the Gatorade bottle, is, yeah, the bus driver tried to find out who did it, but they never did. Much like the RA in my college dorm. Not my dorm, but
I can understand now that I think about, you know, riding on a school bus is not a smooth ride, so you could miss a little bit of a Gatorade bottle. I mean,
it's so bad. Have you ever been on like a school bus and they're like, and everyone's like, we really have to go to the bathroom? And then they're like, no, you can't go to the bathroom. The rest area is not for another 50 miles, and everyone's panicking on the school bus.
No, don't recall.
You didn't grow up in New Hampshire then. All right, so Susie said, when my husband stayed at my grandparents' farm the first time, we stayed in one of the upstairs bedrooms. As we headed for my bed, my Grammy handed us the Thunder Jug chamber pot. Thunder Jug is amazing. That is just like the most amazing.
Oh, I didn't know you're supposed to poop in a chamber pot, but I guess it makes sense. Who the hell wants to run all the way out to an outhouse? I barely like going the 20 feet to the bathroom.
Yeah, you're spoiled. So my husband asked me how he was supposed to use that, and I said, kneel down to it.
Squat.
Oh, holy chamber pot, Thunder Jug.
Hey.
Yeah. All right, that was Dee's. And then Doug said, I have this habit of accidentally walking into the ladies' room.
I've heard enough comments out of you to think that might be on purpose.
Jen Cobb said, poopopolis is my new favorite word.
Poopocalypse.
Hashtag sitting on the floor. And Dee said, not a bathroom story, but I was on the school bus when the bus driver backed into a car. We tried to tell her to stop, but she didn't listen. Can you pretend somebody pooped when that happened? Because then that would fit perfectly.
Probably the bus driver.
Johnny.
I have one that's kind of naughty, but
oh no,
not super bad.
Is it going to get us off Facebook?
I don't think so.
Okay.
This is from 247sports.com.
All right.
And it says, so I'm on a road trip out east and using the bathroom at a restaurant. I noticed this 4-inch hole cut into the side of the stall and laugh because it's the first time I've ever seen a glory hole.
Oh, okay.
I can't even believe this is real, honestly. Next thing I know, a 12-inch Subway toasted BMT, which bacon something and tomato,
yeah,
comes sliding through the hole. From the other side of the stall, I hear this breathy fat kid asking me if he can listen to me eat it.
What?
Yeah. I tell him hell no, bundle up and run the hell out of there. But not before I see him struggling to get his gym shorts up and over his British Knight high tops from under the door.
Oh, no.
Just a little one of those off-the-wall sexual perversions.
I think that would scar me for life.
I wouldn't ever eat Subway again, probably.
I don't think I could.
You know where I first saw my first glory hole ever, I think?
I had... no.
Really? Because it was here. In this town?
In our house?
No.
Oh.
I don't need a glory hole in this house, baby. I just wait till you're asleep. Anyways. It was down in the public restrooms by the Harvard Master's office.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no.
It was when I was a cop and I went in there. and I was using the urinal, and I looked down, and there's a, it wasn't, honestly, okay, it wasn't a glory hole, like, for, you know what a glory hole is?
Can we not talk about that?
You put your penis through it?
Okay, there you go.
Okay, but this was too small. This was a peephole that looked out from the stall right at the urinal. It was for your viewing pleasure only. Hello? Where'd you go?
We're never going to be able to stay on Facebook now.
Well, you were just talking about getting off Facebook. If they kick us off Facebook, it's because you said you want to get off Facebook anyways. Not because of what I said.
Oh, my gosh. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Susie said something that wasn't as horrifying as yours. Ready? In Japan, the restrooms are not usually men and women. They're just restrooms with saloon-style swinging doors surrounding to the urinals.
Ah! So you got a little more culture and class over there, I guess. That wouldn't work here.
I was reading something earlier today where it said that, like, in ancient Roman times, and I don't know which ancient Roman times, because there was a lot of ancient Roman times, they used to just have, like, communal bathrooms.
Yeah.
And it would, like, be set up so everybody could just sit on the potty and talk. Like, they'd all be facing each other, and they'd be like, hey, man, how's your day going, man?
I don't have a problem with that until it comes to cleaning it up.
Oh, man. Okay. Hello. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
I think we need another story. All right. So on Ranker, this isn't exactly what people say or heard in the toilet, because I couldn't find a lot of those in my very busy day.
Oh, jeez.
But instead, it's they're revealing their weird and shameful bathroom habits. Which
that could be interesting.
I thought you might enjoy more, honestly. So some of them are smart. Right? Like number one is before pooping, I put some toilet paper in the toilet because
so you don't get any splashback.
Yes, that's their number one reason. It prevents splashback. Number two, it minimizes noise. And number three, it forces you to check if there's toilet paper before you start pooping. So you don't have a poop emergency.
That's multifaceted.
Yes. That's from someone named Dogs Dogfish. And Dogs Dogfish, I know nothing about them other than they are very tactical.
Sometimes I'll put a little toilet paper in there when I'm peeing just see if I can pee a hole right through it.
Is your pee pee acid?
No, but sometimes it's a powerful stream.
Oh my gosh. I just don't want to know these things.
I don't actually do that. I mean,
I believe you.
I'm going
to
try it next time.
No. Susie said that the communal toilet is still like that in parts of India. And Doug Marshall said papyrus. And Dee said, I always check the stall before I go to make sure there's toilet paper.
That's pretty smart.
I know. Everybody's smart. Everybody but me. All right. So,
have you ever been in a public restroom and you see like, okay, so there's a little bit of, it's one of those like lockdown metal toilet paper things and yeah, double stacked, you know, like two rolls, backup roll, and there's only a little bit on the first roll and you're doing it and then you find out there's no reserve roll, like somebody already beat you to it.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is.
That is. I'm often the person someone else asks for toilet paper.
Really? Mm-hmm. In a public restroom?
Oh, yeah, often. And I'm always like, do you want it over or under? Because I never know.
Like, do you want it used or new?
No, no, like over the top or under. And they're always under. And I don't know why I always think, oh, maybe over. Because, like, how are you going to do that? That's hard. You're going to have to, like, half stand from your sitting position or squatting position over the toilet if someone passes it over. But I always ask.
It makes sense. But I don't think if you're sitting on the toilet, you can reach over the stall.
No, I never do it while I'm peeing.
Oh, you wait until you're done?
Yeah.
Well, of course not. You know, I'm not going to stand up midstream.
Yeah.
And give them toilet paper.
Susie said she lived in a house that had concrete footprints and a hole in the floor. Daddy built a two-holer to go over this so us kids could sit.
Do you know what she means?
No.
It had foot-shaped imprints in the concrete.
Yeah.
To rest your feet in. And just the hole, it was, you had to squat over the hole.
Oh, well, what's a two-holer?
A two-holer is a let's just say an outhouse with two seats.
Oh.
Two holes.
Oh. Well, if my mom had let me go in our outhouse, I'd know that probably.
This wasn't an outhouse because it was in the house apparently, but that means they expanded their bathroom. They added a hole.
That makes sense. Doug said he heard from the next stall that water's cold, deep too.
And then you got envious, didn't you, Doug?
That's terrifying. All right, Deason, I've got a friend who said he was somewhere and had to really go to the bathroom, but the only stall available was the handicap one, so he had to use it, right? But while in there, someone actually needing the stall came in. So when he came out, he made it look like he needed it too. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's horrible.
That's so...
Because I always use the handicap stall if it's available.
You do?
Dude, you can sprawl out, man. There's room.
No, that's a bad thing to do, Sean.
I know, it is. It's horrible. It makes me a bad person. But I've never encountered somebody that actually needed to use it.
I can't believe we're married. I have all these doubts now. All these doubts. Liz. Hi, Liz! Said throwing over would be super hard.
Well, you'd have to throw it over, actually.
Yeah. And then the other person has to, like, guess when it's coming and catch it.
Just say, here it comes.
Then you hear a splash. That would be terrible. Sorry.
Well, there shouldn't be a splash because they should be covering the hole with their butt.
You never know. Never mind.
No.
I had a friend.
You know the rule.
I had a friend who told me that when they had to wipey wipe their bum.
Yeah.
They would kind of, like, half stand up. And, like, make little baby steps forward and kind of crouch down and then wipe their bum.
Can you say that again, please?
When they had to wipe, they would get off the toilet.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't stand up straight. They would, like
duck walk.
Yeah, they'd duck walk kind of. But they'd also, like, have, like, a weird, like, kind of, like, crouching posture where, like, they said, like, they kind of, like, a half squat maybe would be a good way to explain it.
People do what we would consider strange things in the bathroom, I think, and just don't admit to it.
I think so.
Or maybe they think it's perfectly normal because that's how they were taught or raised.
Yeah.
But
what is normal, though?
Exactly.
There is no normal. I mean, right? So, yeah. But I did think it was weird when they told me that story, actually, because I was like, I don't want to know that. I don't need to know that about you. But okay, maybe you trust me, and that's why. And now I've told that story to the world.
I'm going to run a little hose in our bad day. So it, like, dribbles, like, hand soap in front of the bidet nozzle.
Yeah.
So you get a really good
soap. That would be amazing. I think they have real kinds that do that.
Well, I want one with warm water, damn it.
Chris Ross says, cold water bidets are invigorating and make you feel alive.
They do.
So Susie said, at seminary, there was a movement to have the urinals removed from the bathrooms because a group of women were offended by them. What? Sheesh, she said. There were no men. Oh, and women designated bathrooms. So yes, the urinals were removed. But then the woman complained because the seats were left up or sprinkled up.
Of course! You took away the urinals! That's like the safest thing for some men to pee into. It's like a fairly large target. Nobody sits on the urinal, so you don't really have to worry about it.
Oh, man. All right, so from Ranker, here's another lovely factoid that someone does.
Yeah.
They call it the weigh-in. Espresso 9 says, I weigh myself before and after I poop or pee, so I know how much my waist weighed. Record is about 2 pounds.
Dude, I've tried that before. That person has a lot of waist. Because I've never noticed any difference.
Have you really tried that before?
Yeah.
I'm learning so much about you that I probably don't need to know. All right, ready?
Sure.
What D said. Do you want to read D's? Because sure. I've been doing a lot of reading.
When I worked in an after-school program, this little kid came up to me and a coworker and said he needed to go to the bathroom. I told him to go ahead. He said something, but it took me a minute to understand what he was saying. When I figured it out, I sent him to the male coworker so he could deal with it. The coworker came over a few minutes later and said, "Now you know I'm not doing that." The kid was saying, "I can't wait." Not sure who took him, but it wasn't me.
Oh, no.
Some kids have trouble.
Yeah.
With that bathroom stuff.
They do.
I have one from 24/7 Sports again, and it's kind of naughty, but the ending is kind of funny.
Can you un-naughtify it?
It's not that naughty.
I
was camping.
Okay.
But it sounds like it was a campground because they had, like, restrooms.
Okay.
Running water and showers, you know? Last summer and woke up around 4 a.m. and had to go number two. Went to the public bathroom and in between beer farts, heard a wet smacking sound in the other stall. Some guy was masturbating. At this point, I was just resigned to the worst poop of my life. Then he started mumbling.
Oh no.
Couldn't make out what it was at first, but he got louder and was repeating the same thing over and over again. I hate my life. I hate my life.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
Oh, that's the saddest story.
What?
That's sad. Plus, also probably going to get us kicked off. Doug Marshall said, "Do you sprinkle when you tinkle?" Which is a beautiful rhyme. And it kind of weirdly sounds like a picture book.
Do you sprinkle when you tinkle?
Yeah.
Do you shart when you fart?
Do you moo when you poo?
Oh. Sometimes it might sound like I'm mooing.
Yeah, man. All right. Oh, okay. Thanks, Shani. So this guy said that if I'm taking a dump, I have to read something. Sometimes if I have to rush in there, I'll read the back of labels of products lying around.
I've done that.
Oh my God. I also sometimes will continue to read even when I'm done at home, of course. I'll be on the throne for 30 minutes sometimes.
I swear to God, I promise you, and this is not public bathroom, this is like home bathroom. Mm-hmm. That's how I learned that I forget what it's called. That tampons can give you, what is that?
PTSD. Oh, toxic
shock. Yeah, toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah.
From reading the back of the box while I was in the bathroom.
You are so easily bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wants to be in the bathroom with nothing but their mind?
That's sad. Dee said, "I have two, Sean, especially if I don't have my phone."
Oh, I don't go to the bathroom. I risk severe accidents in order to detour to get my phone before I go to the bathroom.
Susie went with Doug's "Do you sprinkle when you tinkle?" and wrote, "If you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the CD." Whoa. That's well done, Susie.
Yes, it is.
Doug and Susie are like a power team.
Yeah, read Doug's next one.
Doug asks, "Do you snoop in other people's medicine cabinets?"
No.
No.
I used to when I was a kid, but then I learned there's nothing good in the medicine cabinet. It's under the sink where they keep stuff. And they keep vanity.
Oh my God. I really don't know about you. This one is really, really funny to me.
Yeah.
So it's also from Ranker, and it's, "When I was younger, I thought the Queen of England had installed tiny cameras in my bathroom to watch me and make sure I was a proper lady. I don't know why. So I would sit up very straight, fold the paper neatly, smile politely, and say, 'Thank you, ma'am,' as I left." I was a weird kid.
I guess so.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Like, that to me is the best detail ever. I want that in a story, you know? And this person, I want to make sure that, because it's 8 o'clock and I want to leave with something helpful for everyone.
We have to read Steve's first at least.
Oh, I didn't see it. I'm over on. Oh, shoot. Hold on. We'll go over to Steve. Steve said, oh no, you read that one.
I hate it when I don't close the door and my dog comes in and rests her head on my knee when I'm pinching a loaf. I read it because it's so relatable. Our dog and cats are always wandering. The other day I was taking a leak and our younger puppy, Pogi.
Don't tell people.
Poked her head right between my legs. I mean, I was standing. And she came up from behind me, and all of a sudden there's a little doggy head there, but she didn't get beat on. Don't worry.
It was fine. There was no sprinkling, tinkling. No sprinkling, there.
Pokey.
Yeah. Pinch a loaf.
But it was funny.
Too. Susie said, the weirdest thing I have seen in a bathroom is a raccoon down in the outhouse pool.
I hope you saw it before you sat down.
I once saw... like 2 G.I. Joe figurines in a bathroom on the floor.
Yeah.
And it was a public bathroom, and it was a really long, long time ago, so I'm not remembering where it was.
Was there a kid down there playing with them?
No, but they were like laying on top of each other. Oh. Like they were doing it, kind of. And I thought it might have been a secret code. I was like, ah. Oh.
It probably was.
Like, this is how everybody meets up, and like, this means this, and like, they're going to have like a cool affair and like blah, 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 because the G.I. Joes are humping.
Okay, baby.
I don't know. It made me happy. All right. So Susie said she always looked because she hates wood spiders, which makes sense.
That's like, to me, the worst part about outhouses.
They weren't G.I. Joe full figures, G.I. Joes. I realized I said the wrong thing. They were those little like. They were like this.
The Green Army Man?
Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. G.I. Joe's is not what they were.
Okay.
It's late. It's 8 o'clock here. Grandma has to go to sleep.
It's 8:02.
All right, so this is what I hope everybody can think about when they think about this podcast. And it's called The Soap Treatment. So Vargas says on Ranker, I never thought this was weird until I told my friends. When I poop at somebody else's house besides my own, I do something called the soap treatment. The last thing I want to do is stink up the bathroom of a place where I'm a guest. So what I do is when I have to poop at a party or something is run hot water over some soap in the sink for a couple of minutes, which is a big waste of water. Bar soap works best, but liquid is fine too. And it completely overpowers the scent of the poop.
I might have to disagree with that.
Yeah. Have you tried that?
No.
Do you check behind the shower curtain?
In my own house?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
We have a clear glass door on our shower.
Before that.
Oh, no. I never worried about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
And this one reminds us of one of our friends who will not be named. And it's also a ranker. And it's, I personally have to strip down fully naked in order to take a dump.
I don't know where he puts his shirt and stuff. A lot of the bathroom stalls have a hook.
I know. What do you do when there's no hook?
They're not dressing rooms.
Like, do you hold it on your lap? Just
throw it over the side of the stall or the door or whatever. I don't know.
I just have this picture of people, like, holding all their clothes. And what if it's shoes, too, on their lap in a public restroom, trying not to drop anything on the
floor. I can't imagine he takes his shoes off in a nasty ass public restroom floor.
Oh yeah, because then he would have to like keep his feet up in the air while pooping and holding all the clothes.
That's good for your abs.
That's true.
But then you gotta undo it all and not let anything touch the floor.
That's really, really funny. Somebody else on here, I just wanted to say, because this is possibly the kindest human in the whole world.
Yeah.
They clean other people's toilets when they're dirty. Like every time they pee.
Oh, like somebody's house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But when they go and use somebody else's toilet, they take some toilet paper and wipe the rim, making sure there's no splash, like anything. Splashage? Even if the toilet is already dirty. And then they like start.
See, that's what can't do that. If the toilet's already dirty, you just can't wash your hands enough sometimes.
Do you know what a lot of people like me do? They lock the door even if nobody else is home.
Oh, yeah, Gary, I'm sure you do that.
Yeah, that's because Kathy Albertson walked in on me in first grade. She did his Doug Marshall. Yes, you said, how would he wipe and hold on that? Exactly. Exactly. And Susie said, I have a sugar scoop that my son, your poor son, thought was from his potty chair. He still gets creeped out when he sees it in my sugar bin.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
What do you get, 8:05?
I know, we're ending, man.
All right. Take us out.
All right.
Hey. Everybody have nice, easy poops tonight.
No.
At home.
What has our life become?
What?
What has our life become that you just said that? Okay. Well, have a good night.
Thanks for listening.
We hope that you're regular.
Our intro
and our outro is by Stubby, and it's amazing. And we thank him very much for creating the music for our podcast.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
That too.
And yeah.
Poop well.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.